You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
This National Braille Week, we're speaking to the team at Dot Incorporated to hear about their range of devices, including the new DotPad X, tactile graphics and multi-line Braille display. I'm joined now by Dave Williams from Dot. Dave, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Howell. Fantastic to be talking about Braille as well.
Well, Dave, you know, you're known as a huge supporter of Braille. Tell us a bit about what Braille means to you.
Well, of course, long-time listeners of RNIB Connect Radio will be familiar with my story about proposing to my wife on a Braille Scrabble board, reading the bedtime story with my son when he was little in Braille, and, of course, how important it is to me when I find that when I've completed one of these marathons, you know, they sometimes put Braille on the finisher medal. So very personal format, very powerful format. It's the thing that gives us a degree of precision and privacy and peace when we read with our fingers, freeing up our ears to hear the people in the environment around us. So very important format, and long may it continue.
Well, Dot has recently released the DotPad X multi-line Braille display. Run us through what makes it special.
So DotPad X is a tactile display capable of showing tactile graphics and Braille in one device. So it has a 300 cell multi-line display that can show graphs or maps or geometry or multi-line Braille. And then it also has a single line 20 cell display in the same device. So it's a screen for your fingers, really, Hal.
So who's something like the DotPad X suitable for? Do you need to be proficient in Braille to get the most out of it, do you think?
You don't need to know Braille at all, actually, because of the tactile graphics aspect. So because you can show landmarks or maps or animals or anything that you can feel with your fingers, you don't have to be an expert in reading Braille. Of course, if you can read Braille, that's going to give you additional information. So in many scenarios, you might have tactile image on the multi-line area and then some information on the single line area in Braille. So Braille certainly brings it to life a little bit more, but you don't have to be a Braille reader to use DotPad X.
And is the DotPad X easy to pick up? You haven't used maybe a multi-line Braille display previously. Is it sort of quite intuitive? Is it something that you'll understand how to use it quite quickly?
So DotPad X, it's designed to work with your iPhone or your iPad or your Windows computer. So it connects with your existing screen reader. So if you're already a VoiceOver user, a JAWS user, or an NVDA user, DotPad X will work with those screen readers. You can also download Dot Canvas, which is our tactile graphics application that allows anyone to draw on screen, and then you can feel on the dot pad what has been drawn. So, for example, my son was able to show me some of his maths revision when he was studying for his GCSEs. He also did his signature. That was the first time I was able to feel that under my fingers. You can then save that content and come back to it later. You might add additional details, and then you can step through those. So potentially for mobility or orientation, you might add up levels of detail there. And so Dot Canvas, it's a free app. It is literally as simple as putting your finger on the screen of your device, moving it around, and then over on the dot pad, you'll feel the dots raised. So you don't have to take your hands off while the sighted teaching assistant or parent or other stakeholder is drawing with you. But if I might sort of pick you up on your choice of words, Hal, you said, is it easy to pick up? And in a very literal sense, it really is. It only weighs 1.2 kilograms, fits in a backpack or school bag. So very portable, about the size of, I would say about the size of an iPad Pro, something like that. So really easy to carry around. I have it, you know, with me most of the time in my backpack, along with, you know, my laptop and all the, you know, wires and things. So it actually is very portable. You don't need a chiropractor, and it should fit on your desk.
Lots to like about it. Run us through the price and where UK customers can order the Dot Pad X.
So I'm going to recommend that you check in with our UK distributor, who are VisionAid, or on the RNIB shop, because as we record this, I think the price is under review, and I think there are going to be some changes in the right direction, you'll be glad to hear, towards the end of October. So certainly pound for pound, it's very competitive. If you think about the cost of a 40 cell braille display and how many characters you can show there, bear in mind DotPad can show 8 lines of braille on the multi-line display and then a further 20 characters on the single line display. So essentially you're getting a 9-line braille display. I would check with the distributor, because anything I say now is likely to be out of date as soon as we finish this.
It's not just the DotPad X that's in the range from Dot. What other products do you offer?
So DotPad X is the kind of the flagship product, really, that Dot offers directly to consumers. Dot also makes a range of apps to support DotPad. So those apps are generally free for you to download. So Dot Canvas, which I mentioned earlier, for example. We're also working on a book reading app as well. And there are some AI tools in the works. So it won't be too long before you can ask your smart device to create a tactile image of, say, the Eiffel Tower, and then you'll get a tactile representation of that on DotPad. So that stuff's in the works, and it's coming soon, so that's quite exciting. But also, Dot is the original equipment manufacturer for other Braille products. So we work with our friends over at Humanware and Harpo and a number of other companies to supply the Braille components that go inside some of their devices as well. So as well as what they call B2C, so selling to customers, we also distribute our components to other manufacturers.
For someone listening who might be considering taking up Braille or maybe for the first time or now going back to it, where do you think is a good place to start?
Well, of course, I'm going to recommend the Braillists Foundation, a UK charity. We're quite a small group, grassroots, led by Braille readers for Braille readers. And so Braillists.org has a Braille for Beginners course to get you started if you want peer support. I know RNIB as well offers Braille courses. Fingerprint is very popular. So definitely check that out. And also ask around locally, you know, perhaps your local organization in your area might offer some resources. And if they don't, they're welcome to use those from the Braillist Foundation as well.
What was the best place to find out more about the DotPad X and the wider work of Dot?
Indeed, yeah, you can visit Dot on the web, dotincorp.com. That's dotincorp.com. And you can find out more about DotPad X in the UK from VisionAid.
Dave Williams from Dot Incorporated. Thanks for joining us this National Braille Week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.